Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Radio.
And I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio. I'm pleased to welcome you on this beautiful autumn day. And another jam-packed show today. We're going to start off with an interview with John Donnelly, who's been riding with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance across America on Bite Back for a Cure. And John, welcome. We're eager to hear where you are today.
Katina, right now I'm in Escalante, Utah, and cell reception has been kind of spotty out here. Thankfully, I'm outside of a cafe right now. And really excited to be speaking with you again.
Awesome. I'm glad we've got a pocket of internet connection for you. That's great. So tell us, how's the last week been? You took off from San Francisco and you've been on the road.
Yeah, so we're on day 11 right now. So we biked through the Bay Area and then we had a big day of biking through Yosemite, which was pretty grueling but totally gorgeous. And then we had some lonely days in Nevada. We were biking through Nevada for like 4 days. And to give you an idea, one of the roads we were on for two of those days was called Extraterrestrial Highway.
Oh, man.
So, not a whole lot of people. And we finally found civilization and cell service in Cedar City, Utah. And we've just been having an amazing time. And the truth we keep finding again and again, even in these kind of desolate towns, is that everyone knows someone with Lyme disease. So it's all reconfirmation about what we're doing. And really excited to be here now.
That's really amazing because you're out in stretches of the desert where people really don't think ticks inhabit much. So the fact that you're finding people even out in that far western region knowing about Lyme disease, that shows you how far this epidemic really is spreading.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we pulled up to a gas station in a small town in Nevada, and a guy came up to us and was like, hey, like, I just found a tick on my wife 2 weeks ago. And it was fortunate because we were able to talk about it, direct him to the website. So really, you look affected today.
Wow. Wow. Well, that confirms just like you said, it's here to stay. It's not like we're imagining this illness or the migration of the ticks. So, John, tell me who's biking with you. Are you on your own or do you have others on the road cycling with you?
Yeah, so we have a pretty good crew. We have a cinematographer named Matt Smink. So he's catching all of this footage and we've been producing like 90-second dailies about, yep, you know, what I'm up to and the people I meet. And that's all on Tick-Borne Disease Alliance's Facebook site.
Okay, so people could go to what, TBDA.org?
Yeah, if you put in TBDA, that will work. And you'll be able to see all the videos we've produced so far. And we've gotten great responses, and it's just such inspiration getting, you know, likes and emails from people. So those have been awesome so far.
Cool. And so who else is with you? You've got the cinematographer.
We've got our trip leader and cycling coach, Ruben Klein. So he's been biking with me for some of the more difficult stretches of the trip. So going through Yosemite, I had to climb 11,600 feet, which didn't really compute with me. I didn't know what that meant, but what it did mean is a lot of pain and a lot of grunting, and I was able to get through it. So he's been helping me out. And then we have a guy named Ben Miller, who's our driver and with support. So I'm very well supported out here. And we had a lot of team bonding time while we were out in the desert for those 4 days.
I bet. Man, well, how's the conditions been? Have you had decent weather?
We've had amazing weather so far. We've really been blessed in that respect. The only thing I will complain about is the wind. The wind really makes such a difference. And I thought, you know, going from west to east, we might avoid it, but it really kind of does suck the life out of you sometimes. But other than that, it's been sunny and gorgeous, and I've seen so many amazing places.
That's so cool. And I bet you have a great appreciation for these, like, tour cyclists, the tour, like, Tour de Italy and Tour de France and all of this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm imagining on your support vehicles, you've got, like, Bite Back for the Cure signs and things like that for awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a big wrap on the RV. So it says TBDA and Bite Back for a Cure. And it's great because, I mean, we engage people as we stop at different places, but because we have this big moving sign, a lot of people come up to us, which is great.
That's terrific. You must be meeting lots of folks.
Yes, so far. Not so much in Nevada, but as we head east into Colorado with the destination being Denver, I'm sure we'll see a lot more people.
Right. So now this is what's to come. I'm imagining today is Wednesday the 9th, and I'll be speaking with you next week on the 16th. So over the week ahead, what, you'll be climbing into the mountains of Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be crossing into Colorado and then getting to Denver on the 19th. So we still have a lot of mountains to go up, and this should be a pretty difficult stretch, but it's been really enjoyable.
That's great. That's great. Are you getting your rest? Mother Hen here wants to know.
Yeah. I'm very well taken care of. I feel a bit like a baby sometimes. I come off and people are like handing me Kind bars and all empty products and like recovery drinks. So they're very much on top of that. And I feel healthy right now.
That's awesome, John. That's terrific. Great for you. I'm really like psyched. This is off to a good start.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm still getting such great feedback from other people. And I'm really looking forward to staying with patients as we head into the Colorado area, because that's really what this is all about. But a lot's happening in the Lyme disease community. I'm really happy that we're working together now. And then the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance just had a conference with against Lyme. So there's a lot of exciting.
I saw that online. They had an online conference, right?
Yeah. And then they met in Washington, D.C. And I know the Lyme Research Alliance was there, the Lyme Disease Association, NatCap Lyme, LymeDisease.org. And the Bay Area Lyme Disease Foundation and a few other groups. So it's very exciting to see all these groups working together, because alone they've been very successful, but we really do have to work together and create a unified voice.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I sort of envision it kind of as a big circle of hands holding together, and there's more power in that. And as you know, next weekend, the weekend of what, that's the 19th, when you're in Denver, there's that big ILADS, International Lyme and Associated Disease Alliance conference down in San Diego. So many forces will be aligning there as well.
It's very exciting. Will you be there?
I will be there. And I'm actually going to try to get some radio taping done so we can bring some of it back to Limelight Radio.
Awesome, awesome.
That'll be really great.
And then there was the Katie Couric show.
I know. That's a fantastic venue that's on today.
Yeah, I'm interested to read more about that. I've been a little busy, but I'd like to see how
yeah.
that is.
So, John, I know we're going to have to say goodbye to you shortly since we only have our brief 15-minute check-ins with you every week. And I'm so grateful that we're doing this because Bite Back for a Cure is such an important mission. Please tell us any thoughts you'd like us to be thinking of while you're on the road or any messages or things you want people to do on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, please just keep following me. The reception has so far been amazing. And it really does inspire me every time I'm able to go online and see the type of feedback that we're getting. So really follow this journey, and you can do that through my Twitter, and that's at John Donnelly. You can also follow at TBD Alliance. And then the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance's Facebook page is probably the best way to both view and share the videos that we're making.
That's terrific. And everybody, pay attention. Do that. Join John Donnelly. Get a hold of him and Tick-Borne Disease Alliance on Facebook, on Twitter, and also on Limelight Radio. We post things as well. So thank you, John. Keep up your beautiful work. I wish you health and strength as you get over these big mountains. And we'll talk to you next week. You'll be in Denver or Colorado somewhere.
Thanks so much, Katina. And one more thing. You can also track my progress on TBDAlliance.org and kind of see where I'm going. And that should be
cool.
An exciting feature for people. But thanks so much.
All right, John. Ride well. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're taking a station break. This is Limelight Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did. And advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we've got a chock-filled afternoon, as I told you. We are speaking with Gary Bleier, who is the founder of Advanced Cell Training and the author of the forthcoming book, Healing the Incurable. Gary has combined years of theory into a process called Advanced Cell Training on how to empower the human being to overcome all sorts of illnesses. And he's passionate about sharing with us how we can fully train our autonomic nervous systems for optimal performance, which increases and improves our health. And Lyme disease is one of the things that Gary's had great success with. And I'd like to read you this quote from a book by Connie Streisham that says, "Insight into Lyme Disease Treatment. It is important for Lyme disease sufferers to address unhealed emotional trauma as part of their healing process. For this, I recommend the Advanced Cell Training Program. This is a powerful modality that addresses symptoms caused by emotional trauma as well as those caused by Lyme disease." This is from Elizabeth Hesse Sheenan, a chiropractor and certified clinical nutritionist. So Gary's work is wonderful. You've maybe heard him before on Limelight Radio, and we welcome him back today. Hi, Gary Bleier.
Hi, Katina. It's nice to be back. Thank you.
Wonderful to have you back. So let's talk. Let's get going here, and let's let people learn more about the powerful work you do and the root cause of how people really get sick and how these unhealed emotional traumas they experience can contribute to disease and illness. Let us learn about this.
Okay. Well, there's a link between, you know, what we focus on here is cellular misbehavior. And what we find is, you know, the doctors have identified autoimmune and as an overreaction to the body, and that if you have pathogen living in you, AIDS research showed us that it's underreaction. So if you're sick, it's because your body's either overreacting to something or underreacting to something. And with Lyme disease, it's what they're mostly underreacting to is the pathogen. And all of the folks on our Facebook wall who are testifying to a better life are in a better health position because they were actually able to get their body to change behavior and get their immune system to kill the pathogen. But why would the body misbehave in the first place? And the answer to that is found often in emotions, that trauma, early childhood trauma of being unloved by one or both parents, is often the reason for the initial errors in the first place. And the way I think of it is that when people come back from the trauma of the Gulf War, sometimes the entire person can't function anymore because of that trauma. Well, what's true for the whole body can also be true for the cells of the body responsible for immune response. And what we see is that 95% of the people we see anyway that are chronically ill come from some kind of childhood lovelessness. And where I go with that is, you know, a human being is really here for love. That's what we come here for, and that's the expectation of every baby. And when that baby and child are not loved, it is indeed a tremendous, tremendous trauma. And what we go for. And you know, it's hard for me as a male to deal with emotional issues because, like most men, I mean, I thought a feeling was a pain in the stomach, you know? A feeling was a gas pain. And I hate to be crass, but men are not as equipped to deal with emotions, I believe, most often as women are. And but I had to keep going back there. And what made me very grateful was Dr. Emoto's work, where he showed, this nationally renowned scientist became famous because what he did was he took emotions and projected them into water and took a picture of the water when it froze. And what turned the world upside down, for those who will accept his work, is that when he projected love, the water froze like a beautiful crystal. And when he projected hatefulness, lovelessness, to the very same water, it actually changed color and became brown.
And yeah, I've seen those photos. It's shocking, isn't it?
It is. And in terms of the application, in this work anyway, is to realize that the human being is made of, they disagree, 60 to 80% water, and all of those negative childhood emotions actually convert the water of the human being into a biological, biotoxic drug. That brown stuff is acidic. And what it does is it not only weakens the immune system, it prolongs the trauma, which is why people have often, they're triggered and they have difficulty in their relationships when they're triggered. And it the acid of it, you know, inflames joints.
It's a breeding ground, yeah.
Yeah, when it's released. So where I like to go with that, very simply, is that what we try to do is get the body to, we have an elimination system. And that elimination system is supposed to get rid of brown stuff. And that stuff is brown. And when the people train their bodies to get rid of that stuff, they normalize. The inflammation isn't there anymore. The body gets systemically stronger. And their relationships get better as they enjoy more peace. And in peace, the body is strong.
Yeah,
and that's called homeostasis.
And
that's why a big leg, why Dr. Sheehan is right. If you don't address that, you will remain weak, and it's hard to get well.
It's hard to get well. Yeah, so, you know, I'm thinking of my own self because, you know, I went through a horrific Lyme journey too. And even though I had a healthy, loving environment where when I was growing up, I had horrible trauma in my early 20s. It was like, you know, life or death kind of thing. And, you know, that sounds like it was a predisposing factor to turn my system, as you said, into the brown junk and into the acidic level. So it's a setup, that trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's why there are many people who get bit by a Lyme tick and they don't contract Lyme because their bodies are strong. They're full of Dr. Emoto's good, strong water. And a lot of folks will go on a camping trip and everybody will get bit and say, how come I was the only person that got, you know, Lyme? And you look at their backgrounds, they don't realize it's because they've been made systemically weak by the trauma of lovelessness or whatever else it was, whether you're late in life trauma or early life trauma.
Yeah, and that brings us into my favorite topic in healing, which is the mind-body healing pathway and how important it is that emotions and mindset be in the right vibration, just like you said, to help us maintain you know, happiness, love, peace, contentment within, which makes our systems more alkaline, less acidic, and less hospitable to all the bugs finding a camp to brew up in.
Yeah, and the other part that I would bring you to is that in my little theory, where the cellular misbehavior comes from the trauma, when you get rid of that trauma by getting your immune system to get rid of that brown juice, then it's much easier to retrain the body. It's sort of like if somebody goes to the Gulf War, they can't get rid of the shock, they can't function no matter how hard they try. Well, if they can find a good counselor or EFT or EMDR, cranial, whatever it is that gets rid of that trauma, they then can go back into life and the workforce and function. The same is true for the cell. If you can get rid of that trauma of being abused in childhood through lovelessness, whatever kind it was, the body is able to get in center, and then it's easier for it to function correctly from an immune perspective. It's much more able to kill the pathogen.
Yes, and that's what advanced cell training focuses on. And in a quick nutshell, since we have a minute to our station break, is your work is helping the body reset itself into these pathways that are more optimal for health and wellness, right?
That's right. And you can see the theories are great, but you can see the results by going to the Advanced Cell Training Facebook page and just read what's happening to the people who are our clients talking out of their own free will. And theories are nice, results are better, and they talk about their results. So I'd encourage everybody to go check it out for themselves at our Advanced Cell Training Facebook wall, where you can contact and talk to our clientele,
yes,
who have Lyme.
Others, and also your website, though. Your website has some great videos, too. It's what, advancedcelltraining.com, is that correct?
Advancedcelltraining.com for the website, and just type in Advanced Cell Training on Facebook. Either one will get you to the same places.
Yes, and I also recall that you have great DVDs, too, for people that want a little, like, kind of pre-taste of what the program's like.
Right. Before the book is out, we have videos that are educational. We have nurses and doctors talking on it. If you want to get educated on how to train your body, we have loads of free materials. Contact us. We'll get you whatever you'd like.
Awesome. That's terrific. So we're going to take a station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We're visiting with Gary Blyer, and come back because we're going to speak to some of Advanced Cell Training clients. So off we go, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we are having a great show with our friends from Advanced Cell Training. And now we're going to get to meet two clients. And our first guest is Dr. Melanie Barton from Florida, a former ACT client that had Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, cancer, bladder disease, and several other diagnoses. So hello to you, Dr. Barton. Welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So could you, we're going to share this time with you and Pastor Cindy Carr in a few moments, but could you spend the next, you know, 6-7 minutes with us and tell us about your history, if you could, and how you had got involved in ACT, where you were at, and what the experience was like?
Certainly. Probably about 30 years ago, I began having symptoms that no one could figure out what it was. I was bitten by a variety of ticks over my lifetime, but back in the early 80s, no one knew what to do with it. And later in the 1990s, when I was bitten, then I went to the doctor each time, but because I didn't have a bullseye rash, they didn't treat me with anything.
And was this in Florida?
It was in Michigan, Indiana, South Carolina, Alabama, and then Florida. So a variety of places.
Yes.
So when finally, back in 2003, when I had all the classic symptoms, I went to my allergist, and she said, oh, I just think you have, you know, some kind of allergy going on. So she gave me steroids, which is the worst thing you can do. And then it got significantly worse until finally, in 2009, I was diagnosed with colon cancer while going through a traumatic divorce. And then I had 5 mini strokes. And then I had to close down my psychotherapy practice and my ministry and move in with my daughter because I was not able to function. And they did colon resection surgery, and I didn't get better. And finally, I met a person who said, I think I know what's wrong with you. And at that point in time, I said, I've been everywhere. Sure, one more. So I went to a nurse practitioner here in town, Angela Myers, who is holistic. And she tested me, and she said, you have Lyme disease. And I cried because I finally had a name to what was going on with me. And I was very, very ill. At one point in time, I was near death on 3 occasions. And I said, I don't see my life going anywhere past August 2011. And she said, oh, yes, dear, you're going to live. Your life's going to be different. You're going to be okay. I said, well, if you say so. So in November of 2011, someone who had been through ACT contacted me and said, why don't you give this a try? So I listened in on the class and I said, I'm not sure if it's for me because I try to be positive and not deal with my symptoms. And he said, would you please just give it a try? So I said, fine. So in January of 2012, I started the class once a week.
Yeah.
And when I started the class, I was really bad. You list all your symptoms and rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, as you know, because you did it too.
Yes.
And I had symptoms, 29 symptoms. They ranged from about 7, 8, 9 on the scale.
Yeah, were you functioning? Were you functioning, Melanie? Or were you could you drive or walk or what?
No. I was using a quad cane. Yeah. I'd already been diagnosed with the beginning of blood cancer at that point in time, in addition to what I was doing. I was having sleep apnea so bad the brain was shutting my breathing down at night. It wasn't traditional sleep apnea, it was due to the Lyme disease.
Wow.
I had 7 co-infections. I was not functional for thinking purposes or driving purposes or holding any food. I had malnutrition going on.
Yeah.
So I started the class. I did the class for, I think Gary can validate this, but I think it was 70 different classes because I'd been sick for 30 years. And over time, I started to get better little by little by little by little. And I was doing a radio show once a week at that time on health and wellness and spirituality. And I would sit in my chair, sometimes with my bathrobe and a blanket around me, trying not to throw up, trying not to run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'd have to write out the script because I couldn't think clearly. And I had to plan everything out step by step by step. And week by week by week by week, there was minor improvement. And finally, in July of this year, my symptoms, all 29 of them, were down to either 1 or 0, and I was able to function. And now, after 4 years, I'm going to begin and have started beginning to work a little bit using the holistic methods that helped me to heal and helping
That's
other people.
Fabulous. It's so tremendous to hear these strides. I mean, what a turnaround. I mean, that is beautiful, Melanie.
Yes.
That is beautiful. And I'm imagining, you know, I'm a homeopathic practitioner, and I always would say to my clients, you know, you don't see progress maybe day to day, but when you reflect back a few weeks or a month or 3 months, that's when you see the cumulative results. Was it a similar experience with the ACT process for you?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And I'd have to go back and look at previous things to compare my progress. And I'd go, I feel so awful today. And they'd say, well, that's good. I'd say, why is that good? And they said, that means that, you know, the stuff is coming out. It's like, to me, I liken it to a fever. Your fever increases and then it burns out. So the symptoms might have gone up after a class, but then in 2 days, the symptom was much, much lower or gone.
Yeah.
So when I began to understand that, I'd celebrate every time I was having a reaction. It's like, okay, this is good.
Right.
This is good.
The healing crisis. It's the healing crisis. The body's using its natural pathways to purge, and we sometimes feel worse during those purging process. So, yeah, it sounds to me like advanced cell training has been a tremendous tool for you in regaining a life where you can function.
Yes, I have referred many people to advanced cell training, and any client I get now, I say to them, I want you to go check this out, and I want you to consider trying it.
Yes. Well, stay on the line with us now, if you can, Dr. Barton, because I want to talk to Pastor Cindy Carr from Virginia. She is our second guest, and we're going to hear her story and experience, and then we can all chat together in a little while. So welcome, Pastor Carr. Thank you for joining us today on Limelight Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, tell us, if you could, it's wonderful to hear these stories of what people have experienced in the throes of Lyme disease. A survivor myself, I have great empathy for each and every one of us walking the Lyme road. Tell us where you were and how you found ACT and what the process has been like for you.
Okay. Well, I found out that I had Lyme because I had a daughter that had Lyme that had been sick for 5 years, and we were not able to figure out what was going on with her. And when we finally tracked down what was going on with her, as we were being treated by a Lyme-literate doctor, we discovered that our whole family had been affected. And we were treated from end of 2007 to June of 2010 by an incredible Lyme-literate doctor. It had brought us a long way, but fatigue was horrible still. Joint pain was horrible still. So I had gotten 80%, but I just couldn't get over the hump.
I understand. I remember that place myself. I was
like,
how am I going to get that 20% back, right?
Exactly. And, you know, with the fatigue, even if you've accomplished, even if you've gotten 80% over the hump, if that's still part of the situation, you're still not productive.
Right.
So I had this fatigue, brain fog. And Gary Blyer actually called me one day. And he doesn't remember doing that. And I don't have any idea how he got a hold of my number. But he called and he gave me his pitch. I was in the middle of my daughter's wedding. And I said, I can't deal with that right now. But I was taking 63 pills a day. I'd been doing it for years. And I just hit a wall where I thought, if I have to take another pill, I'm just not going to make it. So I decided to give ACT a try, started in June of 2010, and by December of 2010, I was back to my normal 16-plus hours a day.
Wow.
So it was amazing. And, you know, I've stayed in touch since then. I've had a couple of things. I wonder all the time, why do I make this my last stop? I had Legionnaires once, and I couldn't shake it, and I had pneumonia this last winter and couldn't shake it. And once I remembered, oh, wait, I can call in and get some codes, I was better in no time.
I know. Isn't that amazing how we forget the good things that work
yeah,
for us?
Yeah. How do you forget something so powerful?
I know. I had the same experience. I had an emotional upset and finally it clicked. I'm like, oh my gosh, I should connect with ACT. Gary Bleier will know how to get me back on sync again. And sure enough, he did.
Exactly.
That's a great turnaround that you had, Pastor
yes.
Carr. I mean, that was in a matter of months.
Yes.
It
didn't take long. I mean, this is something that we had been dealing with for years.
Wow. And have your children participated in the program?
My children did participate. They didn't complete the program, but honestly, they did enough of it that it made a difference.
Yeah,
and, they're living normal lives now. You know, they still have some situations that come up that I think, if they were a little older and could nail down enough to really follow through with the ACT program, they could probably get rid of that. But they're on their own journey. You know, they're 21 and 22 now. So if those symptoms get to where they're bothersome enough, they'll circle back around,
yes. So listen, both of you, please stay on the air with us. We need to take a station break. This is Limelight Radio. Thank you, all of our wonderful listeners. We have some more to talk about because these are great success stories and ACT is a very interesting piece of healing work. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, welcome. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. We've got a great show today. We are talking to Advanced Cell Training. We've got wonderful guests, Melanie Barton, Pastor Cindy Carr, and Gary Blyer on with us. I'd like to mention right now, though, for people that are interested in finding more information about ACT, here is their phone number, 401-737-1011. 401-737-1011, and I'll put it up on my blog site so you get to see that too. But we've heard two tremendous success stories from Dr. Barton and Pastor Carr, and let me check in with you, Dr. Barton. You were horrifically sick at death's door, and as you said, on a walker and totally non-functioning, and tell us how you are today. Is the walker still there? And
The quad cane is in storage. I was on 41 different medications a day. I'm on one prescription a day now, and the rest are supplements. I no longer need the sleep apnea machine because I no longer have sleep apnea. And my fiancé, because I'm getting married in December, thank you, Gary, for that help.
Best wishes.
And yes, thank you. He calls me his Energizer Bunny.
Oh, my gosh.
I have tremendous energy, so yes.
That's
great. All good.
What a beautiful recovery. And Cindy Carr, you told us you were on like bushels of pills too. Tell us how you are now.
All I take now is the thyroid that I had before I knew I had Lyme. I had hypothyroidism, so I did the radioactive iodine. So I have to take that and vitamin D.
So, you know, you're down to the bare minimum. You're, you know, freed of this whole crutch of vitamins, supplements, pills, medicinals, everything.
Well, what I learned with ACT is that if, you know, there's ways to get your energy field to flow and release negative energy and to engage your brain to do the work of the healing. And we had mentioned early EMDR and EFT. I've actually did some educational courses on those and working on my certification for EFT, because what I've learned is that the energy psychology is such a powerful tool that I find myself treating myself sometimes now, just, you know, keeping the energy flowing.
Exactly. And, you know, it is powerful work. People don't realize they spend so much time focusing on the physical body and doctoring from the outside. They forget we have these internal reservoirs of inner healing abilities and innate gifts. It's just a matter of accessing this, whether, as you said, it's EFT, EMDR does a lot of trauma release. And ACT is, again, another example of working with these inner energy fields and brain set, right?
Right. And that's where I learned this stuff, because not only did Gary write codes and lead me through the healing process, he's an educator. So he would say, read this book. Do this. You need to find this type of therapist. So every week built on every week. And, you know, it was like a roadmap. And I didn't know anything about energy psychology until I took that roadmap. And I'm like, oh, my, I got to learn more about this.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And both of you, what was it like for you to be in the group experience of your weekly teleconferences?
For me, this is Dr. Barton, it was energizing, because if you know about the theory about women being in the same household together, their cycles will kind of synchronize with each other. That's what it was for us, that we would be having the same symptoms. So we'd be interviewing one person, and I'd go, hey, that's me. That happened to me too. Oh, all right. So I know, even though we might not communicate directly, we're all in the same place at the same time. So that was very, very helpful.
Very, very helpful. And and I went through the program too, and I was timid to enter, because when I was at my sickest, I did not even want to mention the word Lyme. I didn't want to read one word about it. I didn't go on the internet, and I was hesitant. And I said, oh, I don't know if I want to be in a group with everyone talking about this illness that has such despair and suffering to it. And it was the opposite, because Gary was attuning everyone to the positive and to, you know, promoting wellness. So it actually felt like a loving, happy environment. Did you feel that, Cindy?
I did. I felt that. The one challenge that I had, because I'm a pastor, I felt I wanted to engage with every one of these people in my bleeding heart, and I had to set a really strong boundary that I was the client, I was the patient. And so that was the only tension that I had. The whole time I went through the program, I intentionally had a wall built from everybody in our class. But now that I'm through the program, I'll pop on the site, and I do a lot of work with people behind the scenes that encouraging them and that type of thing, because I can. But then I had to remember I couldn't take on their issues because I had my own.
Right. And I think empaths are particularly vulnerable to Lyme disease. It's my personal opinion, but I can understand that feeling you had. Gary Blyer, you've been sitting here listening to us chat away. What would you like to interject in the conversation now?
Well, I just really had such a good time with both Dr. Melanie and our pastor here. I think the thought, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things. We've talked about emotions. We've talked about EFT. We've talked supplements and other people. The thing that I would say is sort of exclusive to the advanced cell training process and all of this is that the thing that I think is really unique and different is that, there are many other modalities out there that are just wonderful. However, the real hub of the recoveries you will learn about if you research this program is because it's specifically designed to get a human being's own immune system to kill the bugs, if you have Lyme. Kill the bugs. It's great to get rid of the emotions so the body is better and more and stronger. All of this stuff is great. But the bottom line is you've got to get your immune system to kill the creatures that were introduced through the tick bite. And when your body does that, all of this other stuff is fantastic. But you can do a lot of good emotional work. You can do a lot of supplementation. You can take 60 pills a day, all of this stuff. But until your body kills these invaders, you are trapped. And when you get your body to kill these invaders, you become free. And then you don't need all of these pills and all of these things. It's the tick bite that brings in the bugs. When the immune system doesn't kill them, that's when you get sick. And you can do a billion other things. When you get your immune system to kill these bugs on its own, that's where the ticket of freedom lies. And that's where, you know, our pastor is, and that's where our doctor is today. I think that's a fair statement.
That's a fair statement. And for people that are brand new to advanced cell training, they hear us use these word codes, because us three that are on the show with you, we understand that. Could you just briefly say what that word code means?
Yeah.
So people understand.
What a code is, you know, this. I've got to step back and explain what's going on now. And it's simply this. If the bad behavior of the body, you know, the body is trainable. If you've learned how to play an instrument or you've learned how to dance, you know, it's demonstrated that the brain, using focus, intent, and all the other senses, is able to train the body in new patterns of behavior. So our goal then is to get the immune system cells into a new pattern of behavior where it goes from not ignoring these pathogen, which is why they're allowed to live, to recognizing them and killing them. That is a new pattern of behavior that is our primary objective. We want the immune system to change behavior and kill the pathogen. And so the way you're going to do that is the way you learned how to type or play a guitar. That same thing. You use your brain and your other senses. Now, one of the things that we use are words that we call codes. For example, if we want the body to kill Bartonella, how do we get the mind involved? Well, we're going to give it words. So Bartonella strain 1 to 100,000 gives the brain a way to think about what it needs to do. It needs to kill Bartonella. It needs to kill Ehrlichia.
Okay.
It needs to kill Babesia. So
right.
We write that up so that you can read it, and we can get the brain engaged in this behavioral modification process. That
Thank
is what
you,
a code
Gary,
is.
For explaining that codes. We have to go, everybody. This show went on so quickly. We learned a lot. Thank you, Dr. Blyer. Thank Dr. Gary Blyer, Dr. Melanie, and Pastor Carr for coming on Limelight Radio. Advanced Cell Training, 401-737-1011. And join us next week for another great show.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?